And that concludes our coverage of the Edgar County Fair for today here out at Paris, Illinois. I'm Brennan Easter with Chad Baker, WITY, in the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio. Chad, it was a pretty great day at the fair today.
You know, I'm wore out, Brennan. And of course, you know, whenever you've done like 11 events in the last 4 weeks, you know, you tend to get to that point. But I'm telling you, I'm having fun. I'm enjoying this. It's been great. You know, I'm doing a lot of getting through it with adrenaline and with cheer and maybe fueled a little bit on fair food. You know, I've heard those smoothies are great. I'm going to have to grab a smoothie here before we leave.
I think I'll be right behind you in that department. Although I saw you eyeing all those pies, and I know that I had to hold you back from a couple of them.
I'm a pie guy. What can I say?
I can't say that I blame you. Just if you get one, make sure to bring it back to the station to share some for the rest of us.
Oh, well, it's the least I could do, you know, for giving them the real work all week long. But yeah, there's a lot more coming up here on Wednesday. They'll have the Beef and Dairy Show early on, 8 a.m. in the show ring. Master Showmanship Contest at 1 on Wednesday. They'll have Buyer's Check-In at 5:30. The Auction in Earnest at 6. All General Projects released. They'll move to have the Horse Show coming up on Thursday. And that kind of rounds out their week here at the 4-H Fair. Other things going on tomorrow, they've got the Junkyard Autocross at 6:30, Republican Day. You know, they had Democrat Day today, they'll have Republican Day tomorrow, and then the amusements, 5 p.m., 6 to 10 p.m., armband, $25 to get in. So,
again, that armband will get you unlimited rides for the duration of the amusement rides being open. That's probably a steal if you're a adrenaline junkie.
Well, and remember, you know, with the way things are nowadays, you want a family-friendly entertainment. $25 armband, you're riding all night. If you have a couple of kids, you know, I mean, that's a couple, you know, that's $50. But, you know, if it wears the kids out and they have fun and they love the fair and it gets you a little quiet and you got some thrills in there, it's all worthwhile.
Especially if they go to bed early in the night, right?
Absolutely. They'll crash on the way home from the fair. Yeah, you want them to sleep in the back seat by the time you leave the parking lot. So.
Yeah, because you don't want to hear them saying in the back seat, "Are we there yet? Are we home yet? I'm tired."
I get that a little bit with a 10-year-old, but yeah, though I don't think that they'll do that here. They'll be talking about the experiences they had out here at the fair. And by all means, make sure that you bring the kiddos through the barns. I know that they'll still have animals here. You definitely want to get them interested in agriculture, at least open them to that world there, because there again, you know, 4-H has so much to offer. You never know, they might want to get into it. It's a nice cost-effective way for them to have a good social life and to just really enhance the things that they're already doing.
Yeah, and speaking of 4-H, later tonight they do have a couple events still on the docket. Right now, the Rabbit Show is going on. Starting at 4 o'clock is Family Night or Family Potluck that 4-H is putting on. And at 5 o'clock, the 4-H Marketplace will be opening up. So that is certainly something that should be checked out.
Everybody's excited for those events. And there again, these kids work so hard all through the week. And we've talked with several of them. You know, a lot of them are showing at multiple fairs this summer. Some of them were up at Georgetown. Some of them snuck over to Vermilion, Indiana to show. So a lot of them are doing open shows elsewhere. Some of them are going to be heading in a couple of weeks to Illinois State Fair. So they're very, very busy kids, very involved, and hard workers. And you're going to see that hard work at play out here at the Edgar County Fair.
Absolutely. And you'll see more of that hard work as we continue our coverage of the Edgar County Fair tomorrow back here on WITY.